I'd love to ask you a question. This is just something to think about for a second or two. How do you use the power that you have over people? Because there are really only two ways to use your power. There's a way of using power for good, and there's power for not good. You can use it to serve yourself and what you want, or you can use it to serve other people and what they want. And a good way of figuring it out is what comes to your mind if you were given all the power in the entire world, if you could do anything you wanted, whenever, and nobody would be able to tell you off about it. Nobody, not one person, because you were so powerful. What would you do? What comes to mind? I bet you, in your heart, it's a mixture of good and bad. There's some really great things you'd like to do, but there's some not nice things that come out of you as well. Because we're a mixed people, and we don't always know how to use power well. I don't think. I think the Bible would agree. Now, we had that reading before. Did you spot in the reading? It was a pretty cool reading. There was a character in the reading called this mysterious son of man, and he had serious power. We're going to sing about it in a minute. He was given power by this guy called the Ancient of Days, and the Ancient of Days, God, the Father, he had thousands and thousands serving him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and he gives power to this person called the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is given glory and kingdom and a dominion that all peoples and nations and languages should serve him. And his kingdom will last forever. That's an image that talks about Jesus and who he is. And it seems like he has more power than Joe Biden, than Xi Jinping, than Andy Murray, Serena Williams, Taylor Swift, even Dumbledore, put together. He has so much power, the Bible says Jesus does. It's staggering. It's scary. But what people do in this little bit of the Bible is they praise him because he's so powerful. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to sing a song that praises. He's using some of the words from this Bible. We're going to sing a quick song that praises. Thank you very much. Now, there were these two guys, and they were called James and John. They were nicknamed as the Sons of Thunder, because they're a bit brash, loud, those sorts of things. Sons of Thunder. And they had a sneaky plan, because they knew Jesus was a big deal when he was around. They knew he was like that reading we just had, that he was so powerful because he was doing these things which no one had ever done before, that he had authority and power, and he was going to get this kingdom which was going to last forever and be over the whole earth. They could sense that, and they could see that about him, and they followed him. But so did a load of other people. And they thought, I know how we can get something good out of this. We are going to go and talk to Jesus just when no one else is around. We're going to sneak up next to him, and we're going to say, "Hey, Jesus, you know, like we're like your favorites, right? You know, like, you know, will you do anything we ask? Would you let us sit at your right hand and your left hand when you get, you know, go to your kingdom? Can we, like, be on your right and your left?" Now, you know, guys, in a court, the right hand and the left hand, it's not just for anybody in a court, is it? Who sits on the right hand and the left hand? Who did it the other day? And, you know, you guys are dressed quite nicely as, well, very nicely. You've got your own little crowns, and you've got your own trains, and you look lovely. So the people who sit on the right and the left of someone who's, like, on a throne, they're important people. And James and John are like, they want to get there, and be important people too. They want to have some of what Jesus has got. They want to be a big deal in his kingdom. They want power. And they want loads of power. But I think it's because they wanted power so they could, you know, be great themselves. Now, when Jesus' friends, when the rest of the group find out that James and John had snuck up to Jesus and asked him these questions, how do you think they felt? They were really cross. But they weren't cross because they were like, hold on, how could you guys, how dare you guys want to have all that power for yourselves? They would have been cross because secretly they wanted to be on the right and the left hand instead. They wanted the prestige. They wanted the honor. They wanted the power and the influence to be so closely associated with the most powerful being in the whole world. And so they were really cross. But Jesus cuts through it like a knife through butter. Because he says, you don't get it, guys. You don't get what using power is really like. You don't get what power is meant to be for. Now, sorry to refer to another coronation today, but I'm going to talk briefly about the king's coronation. Because the king wrote a prayer with some other people that he put in the coronation last week. You may have spotted it, you may not have spotted it. It is the most incredible prayer about how you use power well. He's been crowned with all this glory and all this honor, and to be put it, the figurehead of our country with all the power that it has. And he said this about how he could use his power. He says, God of compassion and mercy, whose son was sent not to serve, not to be served, but to serve. Give me grace that I may find in thy service, in your service, perfect freedom, and in that freedom, knowledge of your truth. Grant that I may be a blessing to all thy children of whatever faith they are, that together we may discover the ways of gentleness and peace, and the path of peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wow. All that power, but help me to serve with it. You see, Jesus, the most powerful being in the world, which most of us would see his power and be terrified by it and go, he's far too powerful. He shouldn't have that much power. It's a bad thing. It's striking that he uses all of that power not to have a sword and to be the boss, not to wield his money and use it however he wants, not to get what he wants, but he used it to serve. He washed his disciples' feet. People spat on him and hated him. He didn't go into Jerusalem on a big great horse. He went on a donkey, and then he walked up a hill on the cross to be killed. With all that power, he gave up all his life. Because that's how you use power properly, Jesus says. You don't use it for yourself. You don't have influence to make yourself great. The world is made in such a way by a God who uses power to serve. And so the question for us, nearly done, is what are we going to use our little bits of power for? Going to use it for yourself? To make your name a bit better? Are you going to have your relationships? Is it going to be about you or is it going to be about others? Are you going to use your position at work for your own promotion or for others? Are you going to use the influence you have to indulge or to sacrifice? Because the one who has all the power in the world uses his power and gave up, used all his power actually, to serve and to sacrifice and to do good and to love each one of us. So my prayer for us would be that our king, our May Queen, anybody with influence would be able to pray and live out the prayer that the king prayed. Why don't I pray it again for us all? God of compassion and mercy, whose son was sent not to be served, but to serve. Give grace that we may find in thy service perfect freedom, and in that freedom, knowledge of thy truth. Amen. Amen. We are going to continue.